Good morning. This is your Sunday Love Gram. And I decided to start us off with some music, which I'm going to have to turn down because, of course, I can't scream at you over it. Whoop! This is a song. Goodness, I can't even pronounce the name because it's this beautiful name. Enamoranandos? I don't know, but it's in Spanish. But this is a beautiful song that my dance teacher, Sharon, plays toward the end of our dance class. It's usually like one of the last songs. And when we do it, there's this sort of beautiful kind of galloping into the center and back. And it always reminds me of children playing. And typically when we're in dance class, of course, it's in person, but for the past month or so, Sharon's been offering online classes, which has been a wonderful gift. Anyway, I just thought it would be nice to start the Sunday Love Gram with a little uplift. And now that I'm sitting here talking to you about the dance class, it's making me think of the real importance of the pause in our lives. I didn't really expect to be talking about this, but this is what's coming up because I was actually, it's not even 6 o'clock in the morning yet, and I've already been kind of rushing, which is a funny thing. It's such an early hour. It's raining. I have there's lights strung between my studio and the house, and so I have the lights on because it's still dark because of the rain. And anyway, how important to have this little time with you. I'm so grateful. And it's interesting because, wait, more coffee. I love the first cup of coffee in the morning. I really had intended to talk to you about gratitude. And it's nice that what actually happened organically was as soon as I turned on the recorder and started hearing that music, I felt gratitude for Sharon, for the class, for the people doing that beautiful sort of childlike movement together. And then for you, for being here, for calling me home, as it were, right? That I wouldn't have sat down to pause in this way if it weren't for you and for the fact that I promised myself, I promised myself to connect on Sundays because it's important. And I can see, as with almost everything in life, first and foremost, we're always the recipients, right? Like, that's what I love. I love that whenever we make an offering of any kind, the initial moment even of it dropping in to make a gesture of love or offer something, a kind word or some sort of support to somebody, as soon as we even think of it, we're filled with that uplift, that joy, that support ourselves. It's magical. It's really magical. You know, sometimes I really like to stop and think about it. Like, it didn't have to be that we were wired that way, but that we are. And I love all of this because I wanted to talk to you about gratitude because last week, I was fortunate enough to be interviewed for an article in the Wall Street Journal that the writer was exploring resilience and the connection between resilience during this time and gratitude. And it was an interesting take on it, right? I mean, we all hear about gratitude all the time. It's kind of one of those things that, you know, I know I should be grateful. But when we really stop to think about it, when we really stop to think about why, you know, it's not just some should. Gratitude really does change the chemistry of who we are. And I had a phrase drop in today that was, you know, not your grandma's gratitude journal. And it kind of delighted me. It dropped in. I do this little morning meditation before I get out of bed, and it just dropped in, which in itself I was grateful for because it was a fun phrase. And it kind of is something that I want to explore, which is what are some new ways to look at gratitude? Because it, you know, anything that we do in the same way can start to sometimes feel rote. And I think in some cases, the idea of keeping a gratitude journal, no matter how powerful it is, can feel, I don't know, it can start to feel like, oh, here I go with my gratitude journal. You know, I don't know. Am I the only one? Do you guys feel that? For me, it's fun to have different angles on things and different fresh language in order to bring practices to life. And some of you know, because you've taken my Nightlight course, I like to keep what I call a sparkle journal. And it's a gratitude journal, really, but it's a little bit different because what it is collecting things that pop out for us during the day. And it's not necessarily spelling it out, I'm grateful for this, but by noticing things and appreciating them, we're offering our gratitude. And I think that's a really important thing to consider when we're thinking about gratitude. So for instance, if I'm with a friend and we're laughing and having a really great time, and I say, oh, I just love this, I love being with you, that's a gratitude, of course, right? But it's not necessarily writing it in our gratitude journal or saying to my friend, you know, I'm thankful for you, although it is, in essence, without so many words. Oh, it makes me sad when I say, I have to say, as I said that, I realized I haven't been with any of my friends. I mean, of course, virtually. Copy time. Just know if I ever take a long pause, I'm sipping my coffee happily as I'm talking to you. Anyhow, that's what I wanted to talk about today, was just to take a peek at some other ways of looking at gratitude. And I'm going to send along this Wall Street article link when I send you this voice note, because I think there's some interesting things in there. And not only does Elizabeth, the writer, interview people like me, yay, but she also ends the article with some ideas, some gratitude thoughts, and there might be something in there that feels fresh to you or new to you. And there might be something you do that is fresh and new, and maybe you want to send me off an email and let me know. I do see at some point I really want to do a book on not your grandma's gratitude journal or something to that effect, where it's like different fresh ideas, because the more I just see this in my own life, the more different kinds of ways that I feel gratitude, I'm more energized, I'm more alive. And I love that. It's such a gift to feel that. And I especially, as you guys all know, especially from my book Say It Now, I'm also really interested in new ways to express gratitude to other people. So not just to feel it myself, but to express it. And I was just thinking, there's someone in our community who told me something so sweet this morning, hopefully you're listening to this, about feeling grateful for a neighbor who whistles while that person is out in the yard working. And it's such a simple little thing, isn't it? Like, that person is just out whistling. He or she doesn't know that they're bringing joy and beauty to someone. But the person who mentioned it to me feels it, notices it, takes it in, is grateful. And then she told me, and it's delighted me to the point where I'm still thinking of it. So I probably read that, I don't know, half an hour ago. And I'm still delighted by it. And in fact, one of the things that I love to do is, and some of you know this from my birthday project, is I really love to write letters to strangers. And there's something very connecting to me about reaching out to people. And a lot of times, like especially during my birthday, they're letters to people who are going through a really hard time. And those are one particular kind of letter. But I also love to write letters like when someone has touched me, such as this neighbor, you know. I love to send people a letter and say, you know, you don't know this, but who you are has rippled out in the world in such a way that this stranger, you know, all the way across the country is feeling joy because of you. I think that it's to me, that's one of the fresh ways that I practice gratitude. Anyway, I'd love to hear your thoughts. If there's things about gratitude that resonate with you or ways that you practice it, if you keep a gratitude journal, I'm really interested. And I'm interested because I love to hear it. I'm also interested because I am sort of starting a file for a possible upcoming book at some point. And it's always wonderful to be able to collect stories along the way to have ready. And so one other thing I'm grateful for before I go, because this is on my mind, and this is partly why I'm up and at him so early today, is that I am currently getting recertified for high performance coaching with Brendon Burchard, which is, the term high performance is a little bit, to me, it doesn't really express what the coaching really truly is, which is, it's really about helping people live a joyful life of full engagement and confidence and real connection to the people they love, connection to the work they do. It's a very holistic type of coaching. And I just going through the training is so exhilarating. I was certified a couple years ago and I'm getting recertified. I'm also on the team. So I'm kind of half participating in putting on the event, which is also such a fascinating thing to be doing right now. To be holding a huge virtual event that was supposed to be live, but that we've brought online with a few hundred people. And so I'm very grateful for that, to be a part of we're coaching each other through the whole thing again, and I'm getting to experience all kinds of breakthroughs and new clarity about things. And it feels very alive to me because the whole focus of this kind of coaching is this big, broad perspective of our lives and getting clarity on, you know, who we are and when we're courageous, or, you know, how we handle our energy, how we get more energy, how we, you know, focus, how we reach out to other people in our lives. It's a very connecting experience. Anyhow, so that's on my mind, and I'm realizing I need to send this off to you, because then I'm going to do a little bit of dance and then get going to my workshop today. Thank you for being here. I just really love this. It's very, very special for me to spend some time on Sunday mornings with you, and you've already changed a lot about how I was feeling. You know, I think I was kind of running around and not quite as centered as I wanted to be. And now I feel grounded just from talking to you. So thank you. Let's end with, where's my song again? Let's see if I can do this. Let's see what we'll just play whatever song. Oh, here's a good song to come up. Some of you may be too young for this song, but this is the Beach Boys. I love this. Let's see if we'll click ahead and see if we can get to it. Isn't it amazing how music, I'm so grateful for music, how it can shift things. I mean, I'm hoping you're hearing this and shifting. All right. Love you. Thanks for bringing all this good vibrations to me. Bye-bye.